That's right. I think I did bring
him. The dog who ate my computer.
I didn't pursue the matter. Douglas has a better memory than I have. Instead, I phoned Marcia. Marcia would help me out. Marcia had looked after Boogie before.
Hello?
Marcia! It's Mark.
Oh, hi.
Marcia, I'm going away tomorrow for a month or so, and I...
You're not going to ask me to look after that horrible dog of yours again, are you?
Well, yes, I was.
I've only just repaired the damage he did to my ceiling the last time he stayed, not to mention the dog hairs in the fridge. And I don't care what you say, I'm sure it was Boogie who got my hamster pregnant. No, I'm sorry.
I didn't pursue the matter. Instead, I called Radio Rentals. It was an outside chance, but Boogie spends most of his afternoons down there watching the racing in the shop window. It would be home from home for him. When I suggested this to the manager, he said...
Why should I want to do that?
He'd be a good guard dog. The only time he's ever bitten me was when I tried to move the telly. Boogie slouched into the room to watch Bilko. He smirked at me. A smirk that said, I've just been sick and it's your job to find out where. I had one last chance. Kennels. Unlikely, though. Boogie has a reputation in kennels. His mugshot is on the wall at Kennel Club head office with a warning underneath. The last time he stayed in one, all the other dogs complained.
Sit and stay boarding kennels.
Mrs. Matheson. It's Mr. Wallington.
We're full.
How are you, Mrs. Matheson? Is the leg better?
Chock-a-block, in fact.
Please, Mrs. Matheson. I've tried everywhere else. I'm going away tomorrow.
We're full until after Christmas.
I'd take him with me, but I'm going with a friend, and she hates him.
In fact, looking at the diary, we couldn't fit him in before the year 2000.
Could you keep him in the freezer or something? The news came on.
Good evening.
Zainab Adawi reported on exchange rates, and Boogie licked the screen. There was nothing else I could do. I just have to tell Jennifer straight. Boogie was coming with us, and that was that. He would be ship's dog, and she'd have to accept the situation.
Jennifer Conway here. Leave a message, but please don't waste my time.
Hello, Jennifer. It's me, Mark. Shut up. Just calling to say, nothing really. I'll see you at Tower Pier at 11. Yeah, I said shut up! I can't wait. Bye! Informing someone they're going to be spending time in an enclosed space with Boogie should, in all fairness, be done face to face. A journey to the source of the Thames wasn't my idea. It was Jennifer's. Not that I'm blaming her for what eventually happened, and that would be unreasonable, but it was her idea.
Rubble lies like a corpse in the street, a concrete head with tarmac feet.
In fact, it was conceived round her flat one evening in April. We get together now and again for poetry sessions. We take our shoes off and eat olives, and she reads me her poems and asks for comments. Oh, they're wonderful evenings. It's such a shame her poetry is so dreadful.
Shrined the black plastic bags of humanity, drive Audi Quattros o'er the rubble of my solemnity. It's awful, isn't it?
No, it has warmth.
Hello? Yeah.
Jennifer's flat is in a Docklands development. On the walls, she has picture frames with no pictures in them. On the floor, she has carpets from central Anatolia that really make your feet itch. I walk to the window and look down on the great curve of grey water. A hot air balloon bearing the name of a building society drifted effortlessly downstream towards Millwall.
Yeah, OK. Look, offer him a four-level multi-story for the price of a three. If he doesn't go for that, then I'll just put on my black dress and take him out for the evening.
I've never been quite sure what Jennifer does for a living. I think she sells car parks. I just know that she likes to be charming, but doesn't like to be charmed. And she has hard edges. So the word rubble frequently appears in her poetry.
Yeah. Well, I know it's a gamble. I love a gamble.
I met her 2 years ago, by accident. A road accident, that is. She knocked me off my bicycle and took me out for cocktails to apologise. I've been under a spell ever since.